Today we're making a humanized impact in Ableton Live 12, built specifically for jungle, old-school DNB, rollers, and those darker underground vibes where the impact has to do more than just sound big. It needs to feel like part of the record. It needs to help the arrangement. And it needs to work for DJs, not just impress you for 2 seconds in solo. So think of this lesson as impact design with a job description. We're not only building a hit, we're building a phrase marker, a transition tool, and a little burst of attitude that fits the way DNB actually moves. Now, before we touch any sound design, I want you thinking about placement. In DNB, that matters massively. A great impact in the wrong place can still feel awkward, but a decent impact at exactly the right phrase point can feel huge. So picture a simple structure, a 16-bar intro for mixing, a groove section, a pre-drop tension build, then the impact on the first bar of the drop, followed by a clear outro for DJs to mix out. That structure gives the impact a role. It tells the listener, new section here, and it tells the DJ, you're safe to phrase match this tune. Okay, let's build the sound. We're going to make the impact from 3 layers. That's the sweet spot here. 1 layer for transient, 1 for body, and 1 for texture or tail. If you try to do everything with 1 sample, you usually end up with something that's either too soft, too messy, or too synthetic. 3 layers gives you control. Start with the transient layer. This is the front edge, the little punch that gives the hit its immediate attack. Use a short kick, a tom, or any tight percussive sample. Load it into Sampler and set it to 1 shot. Keep the decay short so it stays snappy. If the sample has too much sub, high pass it a bit later with EQ8. The goal here is simple. Make the front of the hit read clearly on headphones and club systems without turning it into a kick replacement. Next, add the body layer. This is the chest hit, the mid-range thump, the part that gives the impact actual weight. A low tom, rim-heavy thump, or chopped break hit works really well here. Keep this one short too, but not as short as the transient. You want it to feel like pressure, not a long boom. If it gets muddy, we'll carve that out later. For now, just make sure it has a solid core. Then add the tail or grit layer. This is where the old-school jungle character starts showing up. Use noise, vinyl texture, a reversed cymbal, a chopped break ambience, or even a little roomy percussion fragment. The important thing is that this layer shouldn't dominate the punch. It should give the hit personality. It's the dust on the record, the air around the transient, the thing that makes it feel sampled instead of factory made. A really good starting point is this: transient around 80 to 150 milliseconds, body around 150 to 300 milliseconds, and tail anywhere from 250 to 700 milliseconds depending on tempo and how dense your arrangement is. Faster tune, shorter tail, more spacious tune, a bit more tail is fine. But always remember, in DNB the kick and sub need room to breathe. Now let's shape each layer a bit. On the transient, use EQ8 to clean out anything unnecessary below about 30 to 40 Hz. If you want more bite, add a small boost somewhere around 2 to 5 kHz. If the front edge is too clicky or harsh, soften the attack in Sampler a little. We want punch, not pain. On the body layer, listen for boxiness or mod. If it's getting thick around 200 to 400 Hz, take a little out. If it feels thin, try a gentle lift around 120 to 180 Hz. The big idea here is that this layer should support the hit, not steal the low end from your kick and sub. We're after weight, not sub takeover. On the tail layer, high pass much more aggressively. Often somewhere around 150 to 300 Hz is fine, sometimes even higher if the sound is busy. Then add saturator with a few dB of drive to rough it up a bit. If the tail starts sounding too harsh, try soft sine or analog clip modes. And if the fade clicks, make it smoother. That tail should feel like a dust trail, not a broken speaker. Now here's the part that really makes it humanized, the timing. This is where the impact stops sounding like a computer and starts sounding like something that was chopped from a real record or played with a little attitude. Keep the transient closest to the grid. That gives you the anchor. Then nudge the body layer a few milliseconds late, maybe 5 to 15 ms. The tail can be slightly early or late depending on the vibe you want. You don't need much. Tiny offsets are enough. We're not making it sloppy. We're making it feel alive. If you're using MIDI, you can also vary velocity a little. If the impact repeats, don't hit everyone at full force. Let the first one land hardest, and then shave a few velocity points off the repeats. That gives the ear something more natural to lock onto. And in Ableton Live 12, if you want to get a bit more advanced, you can use Note Chance or build a clip template with your favorite timing offsets baked in. That way your human feel becomes repeatable, which is really important if you want consistency across the track. If you're working with audio instead of MIDI, use tiny warp or clip gain adjustments carefully. Just be gentle, don't destroy the transient. We're aiming for micro imperfection, not a chopped up mess. Next, let's add a little movement. This is optional, but it can make the hit feel more expensive and more organic. On the tail layer, try auto filter in low pass mode. Start the cutoff somewhere around 6 to 10 kHz if the tail is too bright. If you want the hit to open and then close slightly, add a tiny envelope amount. Keep resonance low to moderate so it doesn't ring out in a weird way. You can also use a tiny bit of chorus ensemble on the tail if you want width, but be very careful with this. The low end should stay disciplined and centered. If you widen too much, the hit can get detached and messy, especially once the bass and drums come in. And honestly, a really powerful move here is to resample the processed impact once it's sounding good. Print it to audio. That often gives you a more coherent result than leaving it as a pile of live devices. Especially for jungle and old school vibes, printing can make it feel more like a finished sample and less like a plugin stack. Now we group all three layers together and process them as one event. On the impact bus, first use EQ8 to cut any sub-rumble below about 25 to 35 Hz. Then add glue compressor, but keep it subtle. We're talking maybe 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction, slow attack, medium release. That just helps the layers behave like one hit. If you want a bit more density, use drum bus or saturator, but keep it tasteful. Too much crunch and the transient gets flattened. Utility is also your friend here. Check mono compatibility. If the hit feels too wide or the tail starts acting weird in mono, reduce the width. A DNB impact needs to survive in a club, in headphones, and on smaller systems. The low end especially should stay solid and centered. And if the impact is stepping on the kick, sidechain it lightly from the kick. Nothing dramatic, just enough ducking to clear space. Even 1 or 2 dB can make a big difference. In drum and bass, that kick and sub relationship is sacred. Your impact should support the drop, not blur it. Now let's talk arrangement, because this is where the DJ-friendly part really comes alive. Place the impact at phrase points, not randomly. For example, you might have a 16-bar intro, then on bar 17 the impact lands as the bass enters. That's clean. That's functional. Then maybe you have a small variation or fill at bar 25 and a second, slightly different impact at bar 33. In jungle, this can feel like call and response. In rollers, it can feel like a tension reset before a bass switch. Either way, the impact is doing arrangement work. For old-school jungle vibes, try pairing the impact with a chopped break pickup or a little vocal stab. That gives it that dusty, record-like feel. For darker rollers or more neuro-leaning material, keep the impact shorter and more controlled. Let it act like a punctuation mark before a bass change or drum fill. A great pro move is to make two versions. Make one fuller version with a longer tail, and one tighter DJ version with the tail shortened by around 20 to 40%. That gives you flexibility. The bigger one can hit in the main drop. The tighter one can work in a mix, in an intro, or before a switch-up. Now resample those versions and compare them against your drums and bass. This part is really important. Don't judge the impact in solo only. Solo can lie to you. Put it into context with your break, your kick, your sub, and your snare. Ask yourself a few things. Does it overpower the groove? Does the tail smear the first bass note? Does it feel exciting without masking the snare crack? Does it hold together in mono? If it sounds huge by itself but muddies the drop, it's not finished yet. Shorten the tail. Reduce the width. Tighten the body. Carve a little more space. The best DNB impacts feel powerful and disciplined at the same time. Let me give you a few quick creative upgrades too. You can make a two-stage impact. One short dry hit, then a second slightly delayed hit with a tiny tail. That's brilliant for fakeouts and phrase resets. Or try a ghosted pre-hit, something very quiet right before the main impact, like a shadow of the hit. That builds tension, without sounding like a full fill. Another nice idea is a call and response pair. Make one impact with more mid-range bite, and another with more low mid weight. Alternate them every 8 or 16 bars so the track feels alive. You can even integrate a chopped break fragment into the impact so it inherits the drum identity of the tune. That works especially well in amen-heavy jungle, because it feels like part of the record instead of something pasted on top. And here's a subtle but powerful move. Place the impact just before the downbeat sometimes, not exactly on it. That little offbeat landing can create that old school, slightly unstable tension that pulls the listener forward. So let's recap the workflow in a really practical way. Build three layers. transient, body, and tail. Shape them with simpler, EQ8, saturator, and a little filtering if needed. Humanize the timing with tiny offsets, keeping the transient most on-grid. Group the layers, process them gently as a bus, and make sure the low end stays mono-safe and under control. Then place the impact where it actually serves the arrangement, at phrase points, drop markers, transitions, or switch-ups. Finally, print a couple of versions and test them in context, not just in solo. If you want a quick practice challenge, build two or three versions, one tight club marker, one dustier jungle marker, and one transition hit with a slightly longer tail. Put them into a 64-bar arrangement, and listen to what each one is actually doing. If you can tell immediately which hit is handling the main drop, which one is disguising an edit, and which one is there just to create movement, then you've nailed the concept.